From Southeast Athletics, I'm Nate Savarino, and this is the 2-Minute Drill. This week's 2-Minute Drill is the fourth in a four-part Cindy Gannon Walk for Women series highlighting the accomplishments of our women student athletes and coaches. The idea for the Walk for Women event was initially developed by Cindy Gannon as a way to recognize the accomplishments of our female student athletes while helping to raise money to support athletic scholarships. Since its inception, Cindy has helped guide this event, which has raised more than $500,000 for athletic scholarships. At last year's walk, Director of Athletics Brady Barkey announced that in appreciation for her decade-long commitment to the walk and her efforts to champion women's athletics, the event would be renamed in her honor and moving forward would be known as the Cindy Gannon Walk for Women. Cindy, a two-time graduate of Southeast, has been a part of the Southeast Missouri athletics staff since 1988. Cindy coached the Red Hawks volleyball program for 16 seasons, winning a program record 366 matches and 8 Ohio Valley Conference titles. One of the highlights of her career, she says, was defeating the University of North Carolina in the first round of the 2000 NCAA volleyball tournament. Cindy moved to Southeast administration in 2005 as senior associate athletic director and senior woman administrator, and she has been a valuable leader in SEMO athletics ever since. Cindy plans to retire at the end of this school year, but her outstanding legacy will live on through the Walk for Women. The 11th annual Cindy Gannon Walk for Women will be held next Saturday, April 7th, at Hauk Fieldhouse to raise money benefiting student-athlete scholarships. Learn more online at walkforwomen.semo.edu. I'm Nate Savarino, and for more insight on Southeast Athletics, visit krcu.org.